Greetings, pilgrims. It's Thursday, January 21st, 2021. I just like saying that. I'm going to keep saying it for a while, a year. 2021, January 21st. It's our 11th installment of our New Year Launching Pad series. And as you may have already noticed, we have given the monks a day off. I've never done that before. It never even crossed my mind. But even in the monastery, monks have special days or even a day where they just take the whole day off and fast and sit and be in the presence of God. So I let them do that today. And we're going with the old-time gospel hymns in the background, right? Amen. Well, we've got the music flowing, we've got the candle burning, and we've got the tea stewing. This is the, well, let me sip it first. This is the Tea Well Organic Tea. It says, live well, be well, and tea well. Special little group of teas from Celestial Seasonings. Organic and healthy and all that stuff. Well, we got that going. But I'm excited about today's devotion. You know, there are two words that I really have trouble with in this line of work I've found myself in. And those two words are really important words. And you won't be surprised when I say them. At least one I talk about a lot. And that's the word Christian. As in, what does that really mean, and who's allowed to say they're a Christian? Apparently, its meaning is very broad, and anybody who wants to can use it. I'm not sure that's what we were going after, but if it is, we have a backup word, and it's another word that I'm concerned about, and that word is disciple. So if you're a Christian, okay, but are you a disciple? Well, we belong to a denomination at Vine Street that actually puts disciple on the sign out front, as in disciples of Christ. So you can find a lot of Christians out there, but if you're looking for the disciples, we're saying to the world, come into Vine Street Christian Church or contact one of our members, right? We're all disciples. Well, that's what would make sense to me, but I'm not sure that's how the disciples of Christ look at it, and I'm not sure that's how members of disciples' churches look at it. But we should. Amen. But we should. So, today's devotion is called discipleship. And Michael Casey is going to clarify some of these words for us and what they mean for him and what they can mean for us if we're willing to be hearers of the word. Amen. All right. Discipleship. The gospel's preferred term for anyone who followed Jesus was disciple. Anyone who followed Jesus, disciple. The word ordinarily means a learner or a student. Our mode of relationship to Jesus is through our willingness to be instructed, our willingness to learn, our willingness to admit, this is me talking now, our willingness to learn, to admit what we don't know, and to admit that Jesus knows, and that if we want to really know the important things in life, we must listen and follow Jesus. All right, back to Michael Casey. The body of the disciples is bound together by their common obedience to the word of the Master. This is the source of their mutual adherence. Without this, the group will soon break apart. So Bob again here, literally what we are doing when we are growing in spirituality and faith and becoming more and more disciple, we are saving the church. We are becoming a band of disciples whose obedience to the word of Jesus is our source of mutual adherence. Because if we don't have that, Michael Casey says, the group will soon break apart. So let's move on. He brings up the church now. The church is essentially a communion of disciples gathered around God's Word. His definition of church: essentially a communion of disciples gathered around God's Word. Those who hear the Word and welcome it, who ponder it in their hearts, and who practice it in their lives. That's what church is. Those who allow their characters to be shaped by what they have learned from God's self-revelation so that they become a little like God on the way to being perfect as their Heavenly Father is perfect. Amen. We go on. This Word of God is living and active. It's a living Word, amen. It is not simply for our instruction, it generates change within us by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Word of Jesus remains with us, causing us to remember what Jesus taught us, prompting us to act according to the beliefs and values of the gospel, and not according to the false philosophy of secular society. It is by changing us that the world is brought to salvation. That paragraph right there is a gold mine in itself. Should replay that when we're done listening to it. That paragraph that starts with, "The Word of God is living and active." We'll move on. This presupposes a willingness to be changed. A willingness to be changed. An attitude typical of genuine learners. As with apprentices in any trade, we have to listen to the instructions of the master and try to put them into practice. But more than that, we have to stay with the task until it becomes natural. We have to stay with this task until it becomes natural, learning to recognize our mistakes and to accept correction. The Word of God facilitates all this for us, if we allow it to do so. If we are willing to remain students of Jesus. Finally, he says, we may well pay attention to the suggestion of St. John Cassian. He says, each day and at every moment, we must keep opening up the soil of the heart with the gospel plow. Each day and at every moment, we must keep opening up the soil of the heart with the gospel plow. Whew. We need to become so thoroughly familiar with the text of the Gospels that it takes root in our hearts and from there is able to produce fruit in our lives. Oh my. And finally, if we do this, we are true disciples. Not merely hearers of the word, right? But also doers of the word. Ooh. I'm going to listen to that one maybe 8 times today. That's how good it was. That is an amazing devotion from Michael Casey, Discipleship, our 11th installment. Well, a quick reminder about tonight. Tonight is the worship team meeting, and I'll be sending out the link for that in just a few minutes. If you want to get that link and want to listen in on us or join us or have some suggestions, and you're not getting those worship team link invitations, then send me or text me your email address and just say, add me to the worship team group. That's all it takes. All right. And let us pray. All of a sudden, that gospel music sounds pretty good. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have revealed to us the mystery of God's kingdom. Help us to cherish your teaching, to receive it with reverence, and to practice it with diligence. For you are our Lord and our Master, now and forever and ever. Amen.